Good afternoon, you got it, Rex.
Hey, it's Ruby. I just missed a call from you.
Yes, thanks for getting back to me so quick.
Sir?
I need to pick your brain on your car again.
Yep.
So, fixed the air leak, starts good, all the trims are in line.
Yep.
This was on a Cobb access port, wasn't it?
It was. It's got a new tune on it. The paperwork should be in the glove box for it all. So S&J in Adelaide tuned it.
Gotcha.
So it should be there. If not, I'll just try and find it. I'm home now, so I might have it and I can
Right.
send it through to you.
So it's not
Do
an
they put
access
it on
port
a...
anymore?
No access port anymore.
Okay, so it's on Ecotec, I'm assuming.
I think so.
Yep.
It's really bad. I don't know what's on my car.
No, you're all right. The other thing is, has it had a timing belt done recently?
No, it has. It got done before I left Adelaide. So I lived over there for a year. So the timing belt's done and they fixed a bunch of random oil leaks on it as well.
Yeah, okay. Because the thing I'm seeing here is the timing's out.
Okay.
So normally, like there's variable valve timing on these cars. So they
Yeah.
normally, once the car's up to temp, they'll zero out. So when they start, they'll start at like 8 and 4, which is just
Yeah.
arbitrary numbers, left and right. And then when they come down past 60 degrees, they'll go down to zero.
Yeah.
One stays at 20 degrees and the other one stays at 5, which points,
Okay.
yeah, which will affect the starting of the car as well, because it won't
Yeah.
get sync. It'll usually be worse when the car's hot.
Okay, yeah, no, that sort of makes sense because, yeah, when it heats up, it sort of fluctuates a little bit, so.
Okay. So, what I might do is I'll speak to the guys at S&J. We've got a really good working relationship with the guys at S&J.
Yeah.
I might get them to send me a copy of the tune just so I can get into it and just see
Yeah.
what's going on there. Just make sure it hasn't been like tuned around the underlying problem, because I'm assuming the timing belt was done before the tune.
No, it was done after.
Okay, so they wouldn't. Yeah, no. Okay,
No,
that's
yeah, and it
cool.
was the timing belt wasn't done by them either, so.
No, I was going to say S&J's usually pretty damn spot on with their stuff.
Yeah, no, I couldn't get in with them before I'd moved back here, so yeah, I went somewhere else.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Because I was going back through our stuff because I wanted to make sure we hadn't cocked up a bloody timing belt. Because I remember us doing a timing belt years ago on the car when the car was
Yeah,
new.
you did it the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been done again since. And yeah, this is my whole problem of trusting anybody but you guys. So,
But
yeah.
I have full faith in what S&J has done, so we'll take them out
Yeah,
of their
same,
equation.
yeah.
Yeah, so we work with them a lot. We do a lot of e-tuning for them for like the late model stuff, any of the VBWXs. We do the tuning for them
Oh, yeah.
remotely. Yeah, but like their stuff earlier, I would have no problems. Like it'd be bang on.
Yeah. How much would it be to fix the timing belt? It's pretty much the same price as replacing it, isn't it?
It depends. So
Probably.
normally what we do in the scenario, we won't just go pull it out. We'll go take the front covers off and
Yeah.
then the alternator out and just spot the timing and just validate what we're seeing is correct.
Yeah.
Was the timing belt done here in Victoria or still back in South
No,
Australia?
in Adelaide, yeah.
Fuck. Okay. That
Yeah.
sucks. That sucks.
Yeah.
Right. And when was that done?
It would have been done end of October. Yeah, literally a year ago today. So I pretty much,
Phew.
yeah, yep,
Okay.
yep.
All right. So normally what we'll do in this scenario is we'll pull the covers off and just validate the timing, what we're seeing. If
Yeah.
it's a new timing belt and it's all genuine kit and everything like that, the good thing is it would just be resetting the timing on the front, but it'd still
Yeah.
be like labor-wise, you're still looking like 450, I would have thought. Like it's still 3 hours
Okay.
in there.
Yeah.
But that's if we go ahead and fix it. So I think what we would normally do is we'll pull the covers off, and
Yeah.
then I'll just check what I'm seeing is correct. And I'll
Yeah.
speak to the guys at S&J and just get access to the tune state, just so I
Yeah.
can make sure what I'm seeing in the tune side of thing in the data is correct as well.
Okay, all right, too
Yeah, because
easy.
otherwise we'll go balls deep in this thing and then for nothing. Because the car's still running
Yeah.
reasonably smoothly, but there's definitely a problem when the car's hot. Like, I got it hot.
Yeah.
And start it, it's not quite right. But the rest
Yeah.
of the tune data that's coming through, like the fueling and all that, is bang on. So it has to be
Okay, all
something
right.
timing related.
Yeah, that'd make sense because
It would
yeah,
feel
S&J did
flat
the
as
tune. They
well.
did a few things over there when I first got there, and then yeah, I got the timing belt, and they fixed a couple of the, I think two of the cam gear seals were redone as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And then timing belt afterwards.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right,
I'll
sweet. Thank you very much for
That's all right. I'll spend another hour. I'm just trying to keep costs down.
No, I
The
appreciate it.
first stuff's been easy. Like that's done in an hour. Hoses on, no more leaks. Everything's perfect. That had to have happened after it was tuned as well, because as soon as I put it back, the fueling's bang on as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that I'm assuming that intercooler was put on after it was tuned as well.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, sweet. Okay, all right, it's good.
Yeah, the
It's good.
intercooler one was me. That's my dodgy mechanic job.
No, it's fine. You did it right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a really common problem to happen. Like, I don't think it's anything you've done there. So,
Okay, all right,
yeah,
fantastic. All
so
right,
that's
I'll
not
leave
bad at
you
all.
with it. Thank you for
All
that.
right, I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, bye.